Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. Shira sponsors a course of Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the release of the hostages and the break in the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Yuma Daf Yutches in the art school Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shlishi, starting Halacha Beis in the top of Amud Aleph. Sok the Mishnah. V'lama hutzuchu lekach? Why do we need that? Need what? That they send someone to go in the Beis Hamikdash in a high place to see if it's already morning. The light of the moon shined in the early morning hours. They thought that's already morning. They shecht the korban tamid. They had to take the tamid and to burn it, meaning they did it too early, and that was the reason that they had to make sure it's morning. Continues the Mishnah. The way what happened next stage then happening in Yom Kippurim is for you read a koyin leves atfila. Now after they saw it's morning, the koyin goes to the mikvah. Zeh klal lo yeh b'migdash. This is what happened in the mikdash. This was the rule. Kol ha'meisech hasraglo. One who goes to the bathroom for gedolim toun tefila. He needs to go to the mikvah. For kol ha'meitil ma'im. Anyone who urinates. Toon kiddush shadam raglam. He doesn't go to the mikvah. He just has to wash his hands and his legs from the kiyur. The reason the gedolim is called meisich is raglav, for the mefarshim here explain, is because a person usually tilts himself and is covering his legs with his body. It's as if the body becomes the schach over his legs. So the gemara meor levono metamer veoyle meor vechachamo poise apni kol hamizrach. So question number one is, how do they get mixed up between the moon and the sun in the early morning hours? The sun shines all over the east. The light of the moon only goes on in a straight line. Metamer v'oila goes up in a straight line. So how did they get mixed up between the two? That's question number one. Question number two, at kedoyin da'av ha'soif ha'diyacho, have a ratio. The second question is, the way the moon is seen, the rise of the moon in the beginning of the month is in the beginning of the night. Then it sets a little bit later. The longer the you go into the month, until you get to the middle of the month, that's when the moon rises in the beginning of the night and sets at the end of the night. After the middle of the month, the moon starts rising later at night and sets at the end of the night. So in the beginning of the month, the moon is seen only in the beginning of the night. You don't see it at the end of the night. So ask the Gemara, here we talk about Yom Kippur. The Yerushalmi understands this mission is talking about Yom Kippur. And in Yom Kippur, it was Yud. What is Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is the 10th day of the month. It's still beginning of the month. So how could it be that they saw the light of the moon at the end of the night thinking it's morning? So two questions the Gemara asks, and the Gemara does not answer these questions. Here's a shachar, is when some light, as the Gemara is going to describe in a moment, until dawn. The time it takes from Yel Shachar until dawn is 4 mil. The time it takes to walk 4 mil. Mishur Mizrach Hachetanei Tzachamor, from dawn until sunrise, also the Malach Haramil, a person can walk 4 mil. Says the Gemara, Minayin, using the Girsa of Chaim, Uminayin Shemishir Mizrach Hachetanei Tzachamor, how do you know that from dawn till night, Odo Malach Haramil is the time to walk 4 mil? Shinimar Kemoya Shachar Holo, says as the morning came, as dawn, as it was dawn, Fahitsu Malochim beloit lemers. The Malochim pushed light and said, to go, you have to move. And immediately after that, it says, Hashemesh Yotza Laretz. So it was beginning of the morning, meaning dawn. They told him to move. And then when he got there, it was night. So you see, it's 4 mil. Says the Gemara, means Zdoim Lezor Arba Milim? Yos Ravu. There's more than 4 mil between Zdoim to Tzoyar. So how does it work with the Gemara just said? On Zehiro, Hamalach Hamekader Lifnei Masaderech. The Malach used to strain the derech in front of a light. He strained the derech. He took down all the mountains, and then that's a 4 mil. That's a shiur. The Gemara Chazal knew it's 4 mil. Then it took for light to go from Zdoim to Tzoyer. Uminayin, again using the Yisrael Chaim. Uminayin Mishimeir Zeshaka at Shiur Mizrach Odo Mehalach Arba Milim. How do you know it takes 4 mil from Ayel Zeshachar till dawn? Kemoi ukemoi mila dam lechaverta. Meaning, what does it say by loit? Ukemoi shachar ala. I'm comparing this to something else. Meaning, tell me the same shear we have over here, we have over somewhere else. That's from Yel Shachar to dawn. Now the Gemara explains what is the Yel Shachar. Or maybe you say, "Baboy nadoil to the shachar, the shachro." Mandomer kochavtei. Someone who says it's a star, toy. It's a mistake. Same day mekadmo, same day meachar. Sometimes it comes early, sometimes it comes late. The star doesn't change its time. So my kedons, what is it? Can mean train darkening the nehor, two rays of light. The salkim imadincho min harin. They come from the east and light, meaning it's the beginning of the morning before the sun comes. The Almag Bar brings a story. They're walking in this area called Bikas Arbel, very early in the morning. They see the light of Ayelas HaShachar coming, this is the beginning of the light. Continues the Gemara in Dafyut Chesam on the base. This is the way the Geula of Am Yisrael comes. It starts slowly, slow, a little light, and then it goes more and more, like in the morning. The more it goes, the more light comes. My time, how do you know the Geula is compared to light? Because it says, when I'm in darkness, Hashem lights to me. Kach betchilo, in the beginning it says Mordechai Yoishe b'Shar Melech, that he was in the Shar Melech and he heard the Biksan Vaseresh, and from there starts the process of Geulo. Ve'achakach, according to the correct here, so you have to change the order here in the Gemara. Ve'achakach ve'ikach ha'homon es levush v'sasus, then comes levush v'sasus, that Homon gives the cover to Mordechai. Ve'achakach ve'yeshe Mordechai el Shar Melech, Mordechai goes back to Shar Melech. Rechaim explains that according to the Yerushalmi, he didn't wear anymore the sack. He wasn't so much an Avelus. Then Mordechai goes out with a beautiful lavush, with dancing, with happiness, till you get to the Geula Shleimo. So the Geula goes slowly until eventually it comes to full fruition. Continues the Gemara going back to the Mishnah regarding the mikvah and the Kiddush Yadar Maglaim. Tani Koyin Shiyotzel Daberim Chaviru. A Koyin goes out to speak with his friend. Im Lafle, if it's a long time, Ton Tvila has to go to the mikvah. If it's a short time, Ton Kiddush Yadar Maglaim has to wash his hands and his legs. And this has to do with Esach Hadas. A long time is a big Esach Hadas. A short time is a short Esach Hadas. Mesicha. Mesicha refers to going out to the bathroom. Lo Yishok Koli. Says the one, it's not a short time. It can be a very short time. Says the one, Shani Mesicha Shasu Keflik. We treat it as a long time, even though it's not maybe long, but it's a more of a removal from the base of Mikdosh. When a person is sleeping, he needs to go to the mikvah. Nisnam means that he's dozing off, and then he has to wash his hands and his legs. What do you mean when he goes to sleep, he has to go to the mikvah? Didn't we learn? Nobody could sit in the Azorah except the Melokh of Beis David. Rami's added a name of Shlokish. The even Melech Ben David can't sit in the Azara. So how can it be that he went to sleep in the Azara? He now sit in the Azara. Elamah, he had to leave. So anyway, he's going out. When you go out, you have to go to the mikvah. So what's the chiddush over here that someone who sleeps go to the mikvah? Says more tiposter. What we talk about? He leaned on the wall and he fell asleep. So he didn't leave, and still, because he fell asleep, he needs to go to the mikvah. Here, Reb Chaim points out that you see that leaning doesn't mean is not considered to be sitting. So even though leaning is not considered to be standing either, as we know in Hilchos Tefilo, one cannot lean, but it's also not considered to be sitting, and that's where you can lean in Beis Hamikdash. So now the Gemara asks on the sheet that we just mentioned that even Malchut Beis David cannot sit in Beis Hamikdash. It says clearly that David the Melech sat in front of Hashem. Mashal, there is yeshiva in front of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Not that he actually sat down, but it means he prepared himself to have tefillah b'chavano. He put himself in a position of davening well. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Yuma Daf Yud Ches.